It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect, good evening, 6:30 p.m. Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy, and I have some very special guests this evening. Shout outs to Selena Cox, who's a PR person and a committee member as well. Shout outs to Young Michaela Cox, who's doing great work, one of the big winners as well. She was also part of the National Peace Program, Aftercare Program. And shout outs to Miss Shelly Small, who is also a change agent with myself. We work together, who's also a community activist, who's also a community person, who's also a community leader, who's also a mentor for the youth, and who's also an innovator as well. And I'm sure many of you listeners remember Young People Friend and Frolic. You can't forget that. Shelly's also the person you see shouting out now Sunday when you see the landship going on and this body on stage shouting and getting on by. That's also Shelly Small and an absolute unsung hero from our communities. They've been decades. She's been doing great community work. Also used to work with Pylons, Creative Workshops, and so many others. Have lots of young people under her tutelage and doing great work in the community for years and years, just in the background doing great work. And I want to salute Shelly this evening. Now she have a wonderful event coming up that I need all of Barbados to come out and support. And I mean all of Barbados, I need you all to come out and support. The 2nd of March is a Beige Caribbean Vision Art Studio presents ABKV. Adults is $40. It's on the 2nd of March. Children is just $20. It's an African awareness pageant for primary schools. And I need all the Barbados to come out because this is imperative. If you want to develop as a nation, we need to support events, projects, and programs like this. It's an African awareness pageant for primary schools. It starts at 4 p.m. It's at a central location so everyone can find it fairly easy. It's at St. Leonard's Boys School. And is arts, crafts, food, drinks, and much more will be on sale as well. Come out dressed in your best African attire. And for tickets, before we start, you can call Shelly 240-3569. Or you can call Selena at 820-9903. Again, for tickets, you can call Shelly at 240-3569. Or Selena at 820-9903, and that's on the 2nd of March. Children $20, adults $40, African awareness pageants for primary schools at St. Leonard's Boys School. So shout outs to everyone on the panel this evening. We can have a chat. The schools that are in competition this year at Eagle Hall Primary School, St. Joe's Primary, George Lamin Primary, Luther Thorne Primary, St. Mark's Primary, Wilkie Cumberbatch Primary. I love it. And next year, we want to see every single primary school a part of this. And they're saying this on radio for the record. And government have to support this. I ain't saying need to, or I'm not saying should. Government have to support this. And Barbados and the public have to support this as well. We can't have events like this going on. Cry and holler, we want violence stop. Cry and holler out, there's no opportunity for the youth. Cry and holler, we know how the youth get sore. But someone showing you lots and lots of children, lots and lots of young people who are all doing positive things and we don't support it. We can't only print news and got the people in front of the newspaper when they're shooting boat or killing each other. We can't only do that. When I got things like this, I need the entire nation to support the same way. If not want to know me, I can say we just being fit when we say we want young people to do better. Someone is helping the youth to do better, we got to support it. If not, don't talk to me. Good evening to my guests. Everyone, make sure your mic's working.
Good evening, Sluggy.
Good evening.
That is what we're talking about. Let me talk to Michaela first. Michaela, dance is your specialty or that is one of your many talents?
Many talents.
Michaela Cox, how old are you, may I ask?
I am 15 years old.
Brilliant. How long have you been dancing?
About 5-6 years. Yes, about 6 years.
Well, nice. You're doing it a long time, man. You're doing it a long time already.
Oh,
what,
yes.
What got you into dancing?
Pardon?
What got you into dancing? Sorry.
Oh, what got me into dancing? I would actually say God is like a calling to me. And I was looking for like something to bring me out of my shell. So I would like say like a curriculum activity to like bring me out there and to show me like what I'm really like made of. So yeah, I would say to bring me out of my shell. What really got me into dancing. Yeah.
I love that. And you ever know you don't wake up a whole conversation, girl, and what the arts can do, because you said that dancing helped brought you to your shell, which I think is a very important thing to know. I'm looking for you to say that, but that's a very important thing to know. Mm-hmm. And good evening to you, and thanks for coming on. Thank you very much for coming on. And yes, good evening to Selena. Good evening, Selena. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Nice. No, Selena, as PR person, it's starting with you. As PR person, what is the first message you want to tell Barbados? What's the first message you want to tell Barbados that will bring them out to this event?
Listen, this show is a fantastic one. I have been part of this show for the last, I would say, 5 years, because we're in our seventh year now, and I've been there for 5 years, and so many things I have learned about our Africa that I never knew. So I would say that I would encourage everyone to come out, because it's a fantastic show and we learn a lot in that show. Okay, so everybody, whoever can come out, I would encourage them to come out and, you know, just come and be engrossed, be fulfilled, be happy, and just enjoy the show. Yes.
No, I love that. Now, you said this is like your sixth year?
Well, this year is our seventh year in the show, but that's my fifth, because I missed 2 years. The first 2 years, I wasn't there. So, yes.
Nice. So what got you into the show? Shelly just draft you in?
No, what happened, right? I attended a show and somebody told me that she has a dance group. I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to put my daughter in, because Michaela Cox is my daughter, by the way. Yes. So I said, Michaela is going to join that dance group, you know? And she joined the dance group, and then I got to know from Auntie Shelley about the show, and I said, okay, that sounds good. I'm going to come on board. Yes, so from the dance, from nice. Dancing, I joined.
Yes. Nice, I love it. And nice, I love it. Good evening, Shelley.
Good evening. Yes, Sluggy,
yeah, come close to me, Mike. Can I hear you well?
Yes, Sluggy, good
yes,
evening.
Yes, I got you now.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, no problem. Is our pleasure as well, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, Shelly, you have been doing this. You have been doing community work for a very long time, yeah. Shelly, and yeah. Very, very well known. Very well known all across Barbados. There are many adults. There are many successful adults now who were once children under your tutelage.
Yes.
What first? I don't. We want to tell people how long ago you start. We ain't dating your age. What got you into community work, sis? What got you into starting this community? Because it's a thankless job, as you know. Mm-hmm. It's a very thankless job that would keep it extremely poor.
Okay.
What got you into community work? What got you into community work? That's one. Mm-hmm. And what kept you doing it so long? This passion.
Okay.
Two questions. What got you into it? Well, what got you into it?
Mm-hmm.
And what keeps that passion and fire burning?
Okay. Well, many years, I got to start from when I was young. Many years, I had went through a bad period with my mother. And I had always loved the arts. I remember years ago, these guys were called Ayabingis, right, at that point in time. And I was going to Parkinson School, and they brought some culture into school. And I just loved dance. So they started playing some drums, and I felt really good and felt at home listening to whatever they were doing. And they would come every time at the school and teach. So I got involved from there. By the time I was 16, about 16, or could be about 15 years old. And I just love it. It touched some part of me, because when I say having a bad time with my parents, is that I'd been through a lot, and that was my safe zone and way for me to express myself. And I just wanted something that I can get away from what I was feeling and the treatment that I was getting at that point of time, to be involved in something and change my life, you know, that I could be comfortable. So I found dance. From there, there was a lady by name of Shadi Leon Slinger. She came to the Pine, and she started the dance group now also in the Pine, because the Ayabingis just came into the school and did some workshops and they went on. But then Shadi Leon came into the Pine and the Parkinson Community Center and started some teaching. And she fell in love with me and my spirit. And I did so all night. Now, I just love this lady. And from there on, she keep pushing me, and I kept, you know, expressing myself in dance. And from there, we started then to build a workshop called Pinelands Creative Workshop. So Shadi went on, and then she put on Ify Wilkinson, Jeffrey Ify Wilkinson. He also taught me. So that is how we started Pinelands Workshop. So I was the eldest girl there, and I continue dancing and dancing. So as I get a little older, I went then and do a course at St. Augustine in Trinidad. I did a course in teaching and dance. I got an A+ in that. And I've decided that I want to come back now home and form a juniors dance group, because at Pinelands Workshop, at that time, it was not Creative Workshop. There was Pinelands Workshop with all, you say, the older girls. And I wanted a juniors dance group. So I've decided, when all the time I was in Trinidad, that I am going to start a juniors dance group. So when I came home, I started that juniors dance group. I took them to NIFCA. We won the first ever Madam Eiffel Award and brought home awards for the workshop. And that I remember that dance is called Children Frolicking. So from there, I just branch off. And I just have a love for that. And being an abusive kind of environment with my mother and my siblings, I tell myself, listen, instead of being negative in life, I am going to change this and be positive by finding something positive to do. And I nap to everything and love people, take care of people, show, you know, love. And because I never used to get love from my family, it was never that. But I want people to understand that instead of being negative, you can take those negative things and change them into positive things, and look for positive way, and don't forget God, because I put God in my life. God would walk with me. I walked with God for many, many years. Many years I had a bad time, and He never, ever left me out. So I walked with Him, and I continued being positive, and I changed all the negative things that happened in my life to something positive, and continue growing. And that's it. Just love dance, love people. I love to respect people. I love people to respect me. And that's how it is. Hello.
Nice. I love it. No, Shelly, what keeps that fire burning?
Oh.
What keeps you so passionate and engaged? Because I'm sure there are many times I've come along the way. I was in it a short while, 20 mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. And I know you was in it before, long before myself. Mm-hmm. And we've seen many people come, many people go. You can't take the toil or the turmoil, because mm-hmm. it's a really hard job working in community. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're taking care of children who come from homes that are broken, as you will know.
Right.
And then you become the auntie, correct, and the mommy.
Mm-hmm.
What keep the fire burning in you still? What stops
let
you from
me tell you
up
what
it?
Keep this fire going? Sluggy is so easy. Just love. I just love what I do. There's nothing else. There's no money. There was no money in it for me. Nothing. But I just love. I love doing what I do. And that's why I can do it so well. Because that's just it. Just love. That's what keeps me going. And then to see that my children, that who come under me, and I have taught them so many things, apart out of just not only dance, about how to be respectful, how to take care of the self. I did a lot of programs. I did camps. And to see my children excel and to see the things that I can give them and see what it has transformed them into as a person, a young person. And their change, their personality change. I show them love. That is it, love. And that's what keep me going, to see my young people change. Like, for instance, now the same pageant I'm doing, I have a lot of children that have came on to me and were so shy. Mm-hmm. And I teach them not to be shy, you know? I said, it's no problem. Don't be shy. And they don't have no self-esteem or nothing like that. So I teach them all of that, because those are things that I've never been taught. I've been bullied a lot at school. And I always tell myself, hey, see me? I am not going to let this happen to nobody else. So I just love people, love the love for what I am doing. And that's it. Just love. I can't tell you it's money, because it was no money involved. Just love for people. Hello.
Listen, Shelly Small. Because remember the name. I'm absolute legend in the game. If you don't know, get familiar with the name. Been doing this for a while, and not just doing it, because there are many persons who will do things for a long time, but not at a high level for a long time. And that's why we respect Shelly so much, because she wasn't only doing it for a long time. She was doing it at a very high level for a very long time.
Oh, yes.
Now, I want to ask you a PRO question. PRO, come in,
yes,
Selena.
Please.
Come in,
I'm here.
Ask your question.
I'm here.
So, what, when, for this show, we ain't giving away all the nuggets, but for this show, can you tell us one thing that was surprised Barbados when they come about these children?
Listen, when they come, they will never in their life. You see, dance, in their mind, they will say they've never seen dance like this before.
Oh, yes.
Because Shelly Small, nice. I'm telling you, like, Shelly Small has a dance group.
Love it.
ABKV Art Studio dance group. And these girls can dance.
Yep.
I'm telling you. So when they come to that show, they're going to have a wonderful time. They will see dance that they have never seen before.
Yep.
And they're going to learn a lot too. Because we have our theme this
year.
Yes. The war,
yes,
the war of Adwa is a theme for our pageant this year. So a lot will be learned.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes,
a lot will be learned.
The theme is the war of
Adwa.
The battle of Adwa. Yes.
Ethiopia.
Yes.
Yes. That's
and Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we are celebrating. Oh. We're celebrating that because Ethiopia celebrate 120 years, and that war, and a lot of people don't really know of the war. So we have decided, you know what, we're going with that team this time.
Mm-hmm.
We are bringing more in to what we are doing, and that dance come over, a lot of dances come out of Ethiopia as well. So that is what you'll be seeing, a lot of Ethiopian dance and music.
Yes,
by Teddy Afro. Yes. So you'll be hearing a lot of his music and seeing a lot of the music and dance movements. Yes. And I want persons to know as well that the show is two components. We have two components. We have the pageant. We have the projects. Schools have projects that they have to do research on. They select a country and they do projects, and the project is judged on the same side day, but in the morning. So we have different judging on the morning. So you come in, and the judges will judge that project, judge the projects on the morning, and then the evening segment, you have the pageant, and that's the big thing then.
Mm-hmm.
So we just not only have...
Love that.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. Sluggy.
It's a lot.
No, it's a lot of history. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, a lot of education. Mm-hmm. And then when you hear those children speak the languages of African country, they're, you know, it's so beautiful to hear children say it there and introduce themselves.
The children speaking African languages?
Thank you,
yes.
Yes. So it's a lot of work that we put in. I have to say thanks to the schools that we get the teachers. The teachers are on board. I must say, and principals on board. They love it. They love what we are giving, what we are giving to these kids. To hear these children speaking the languages, and they know about the country and their foods and their culture. And now we have added on to that a traditional wear. You have now a young child, Sluggy, coming up on stage and modeling off in its traditional wear of the African country. Man, don't miss the show. Come out and see. See those young children that 6 years old modeling African traditional wear. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And
no, you say love it. Eagle Hall Primary.
Yes.
Eagle Hall Primary, St. Judge Primary, George Lamin, Luther Thorne, St. Mark's, Wilkie Cumberbatch. I love it. Six couples, traditional wear. Three children represented their schools. This is absolutely brilliant. African Awareness Project. I remember people's for private schools, and it's going down at St. Leonard's Boys School. Yes. It has in Richmond Gap, St. Michael. I'm sure everyone knows St. Leonard's is. And on the 2nd of March, adults just $40.
Yes.
Children $20. No, Michaela, question at you. What do you enjoy most about being a part of this that you would love for other young persons to hear? What do you enjoy most about being a part of this?
A part of this? Oh my gosh. I would say everything. Where to start? I would say, because not most people really get the feeling of like being on stage. So I would say being in front of an audience, getting that feeling to like feel like, how to put it? That feeling of seeing like so many eyes looking at you and just like coming out of your comfort zone and like opening. So I would say yes, that.
Nice, I like it. And you are ready for the 2nd of March?
Yes, please, of course. Of course.
We are ready for the 2nd of March.
Hola.
Nice. So, now, Shelly, why did you decide to bring this for primary schools? And what do you hope, where do you hope to take this pageant for the next coming years? Why did you decide to bring this to primary schools, and where are you taking this pageant in the coming years? What do you want to go to?
All right, why I brought it to primary schools, because it wasn't really for primary schools. I also wanted the secondary schools to be involved. I tried that more than once, but that was a big challenge of getting the secondary schools on board. Something I'm still trying at. And also to have the community groups also involved. So I wanted competition, because it's a competition with schools and community groups and the secondary schools. So saying that the secondary schools wasn't really coming on board the way we want them to, and you know, I decided that I started off at the primary school, so I'm going to keep at the primary school. I tried the community groups. Nobody ain't really coming as yet, but I have my hope that everybody will come, people will come and be a part of our pageant. Now, where do I take this? I want everyone to know where they come from as a black person and to understand the history. And there's a lot that we do not know. And to get this kind of thing in school where people will understand as a black person who they are, and to love themselves, and to take this culture and, you know, carry on and learn a lot about our countries, African countries. So it's just a lot of research, a lot of history. It would like people get involved in and understand that dressing up pretty and putting on an African outfit is not all. It's to know the reason why you're putting on that outfit. And why is it worn? So I just would like to see people get a bit more involved with it. And I want it excel into a bigger scale for people to come not only from Barbados, but we have people on the outside that come in and see that show and what we are doing in the Caribbean. And that's what we like to see, for it to be just a bigger and wider, you know, scale for people to come and see. That's why we like to like happen.
Nice. I love it.
Seeing on that, we are part of, also we're trying to get Africa involved with us, and we're crossing over. We want them too to come and bring their culture into Barbados as well, and make this one big thing, so that we can really combine everything that we're doing. So that's what I really would like to see happen. Yeah.
Nice. I like it, Anne. I second those sentiments for sure. This is something that I want to see. This is something that I want to see eventually in every community. I want to see the communities involved, and I want to see all the primary schools involved. So it is a brilliant thing. Mm-hmm. This is an absolutely brilliant thing you're doing.
Thank you.
And it's good to see you got a team. And it's good to see you got a team with you as well. Because you know, many hands meet like work once, working together.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that. We're going to give away some tickets. I want to know, you could WhatsApp me or VOB, or you could call in. I want to know where you know Shelly from. You have to tell us one of the places you know Shelly from. That's one. And I want to know the date. I want to know the date and venue of the pageant. We have 6 tickets to give away. All the cue up some music. We can play some music. Give the people time to message in or call in. We'll give away 6 tickets, 434-1790. I want to know where you know Shelly from, and I want to know the date of the event and the venue. We got 6 tickets to give away. Shelly, is it 3 children and 3 adults?
Correct, yes. 6, yes.
Well, good. 3 children, 3 adults. And when we come back, the PRO, I want the PRO to share some information with the public, because I'm sure as a PRO, there'll be information that you don't want me to miss, you don't want us to miss, and there'll be important messages that you want to share before we go. I'm sure of that.
Yes.
So when we come back, we're going to speak to the PRO, then we're going to speak to Shelly and this young budding dancer again. 434-1790. 434-1790. Or let me play some music and come back.
Music requested by Sluggy Dan. Revenge. It's a big, big concert coming off. Important one. Know yourself, my friends. Know yourself.
Come over. Control. Just stop being scared and be brave. Come
from Yohenje Sluggies Arts for a song from the ladies. I've suggested this one. We'll come back to the ladies right after this.
From the days of slavery, when you took me from my daddy, snatched me from my mommy, crossed the Atlantic Sea. So whenever I hear the drums, that's so embedded in me, I just have to walk up my ways, because Africa in me.
Africa, Africa.
Move your hips in slow motion. Move it now using pace. Move it for all to see. We got Africa in me.
Africa.
From Lady Virtue, Crop Over 2023, and I think the ladies are in agreement with that song. Sluggy, we've got some messages I would have passed on to you, so it looks as if we've got a couple of winners already. Back to you, Sluggy.
Yes, it's one of the messages you said. Carolyn Roach Cadder says, "Show is at St. Leonard's," or you know, understand it. "Show is at St. Leonard's." Shout out to Carolyn Roach Cadder. Who said the show is at St. Leonard's? And Marvel says she knows Shelly from the point. Shelly, we got two winners so far.
Well, right.
One, shout out to Carolyn. Shout out to Carolyn Roach Cattle. Uh-huh. Thanks for tuning in.
Right.
Thanks for listening. Thank you so much. She said the show is at St. Leonard's. Carolyn Roach Cattle again. Shout outs to you.
Yeah.
And Marvel, who says she knows Shelly from the point.
All right.
So Marvel Griffith.
All right.
Marvel Griffith Price and Carolyn Roach Cattle is over. Yes. I love it. That means people are tuning and locked on and loving it.
Correct.
But let me figure. Marilyn Griffith Price again. and Caroline Roach.
Congratulations. Yes.
And Shelly Wynn. And Shelly will tell you all how to contact her, how to get in contact with her for your tickets. Okay. Very, very easy.
Right. 240-3569 is my number.
I'll also do, guys, I'll also get the information from the winners and I'll pass it on to you before you leave.
Okay.
All right. So you can contact them. But you can also give your number for anybody who wants to get tickets direct from you. It's totally up to you. I know a lot of people want as much information as possible.
Okay. So 240-3569 is my number. And Selena is 820-9903.
You want to repeat them for us, please?
Yes, nice. You can contact.
240-3569 is my number, Shelley. And 820-9903 is Selena.
For all your tickets, get your tickets, contact the two numbers and get your ticket. The show is on the 2nd of March. They want to see all of you in the building. Yes, again,
I must say that the show begin on time.
Ahead,
we are not doing no late show. On time. On time. The doors are going to open early.
4
p.m. On time. If you come late, you're going to miss the very big, important opening scene. So on time. Be on time. We're doing this thing right.
Yes,
get there on time.
Yes. I remember for our tickets, you can contact Shelly at 240-3569 or you can contact Selena at 820-9903 and get your tickets. Children, $20. Yes. Adults, $40. African Awareness Pageants for primary schools.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure everyone in VOB country listening would agree this is something that we all should afford. Come on and see these awesome children. ABK.
Art Studio.
Vision, yes.
Yes. So come out and support our show. Come out and support the African Awareness Pageant for Children in Primary School competition. Come and see the children speak the languages. Come and see the children in their attire, formal wear. Come and see the traditional wear. Come and see those children. Those children are the bomb. And I must not forget ABKV Art Studio Dancers.
Yes.
Come and see them as well.
Yes. Yes, love it. 2nd of March at the St. Leonard's Boys School, that's in Richmond Gap. St. Michael Arts and Craft, food, drinks, and much more on sale. Arts and Craft, food, drinks, and much more on sale. Again, 240-3569 and 820-9903. We still have another giveaway. So 434-1790, get yourself a free ticket. 434-1790, call in or you can message Marvel Griffith Price and Caroline Roach Cattle did. Thanks for messaging, Caroline and Marvel. PRO, over to you.
Please. Good. Okay. Sluggy, I think you covered most, but doors will be open at 2 p.m. The show is at 4. We have 6 schools on board. We have Eagle Hall Primary, we have St. Giles Primary School, we have Luther Thorne Memorial Primary, we have St. Mark's Primary, we have George Lamin Primary, and we have Wilkie Cumberbatch Primary. Okay, and it's going to be a wonderful show at the St. Leonard's Boys School. Doors open at 2, the show starts promptly 4 p.m. sharp.
Correct.
Okay, and if we would like to know the countries that we'll be representing, we have Niger, we have Nigeria, we have Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, Sluggy. The children can pronounce the countries better than me, hey?
Malawi.
We have Democratic Republic of Congo. Mm-hmm. We have Cameroon. And we have one more, Sao Tome and Principe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think I have it right.
Tommy and Principe.
Yes. So listen, Sluggy, there is so much to be learned at this pageant, hey?
Yes.
Trust me when I tell you so.
But I must say, please, I want people to really come out and support their school.
Their schools,
come
yes.
out and support
yes.
your schools. Yes. Come yes. out and support your school. Wilkie.
Bring flags.
Wilkie had it last year. And we'll keep coming back again. Mm-hmm. So come out and support your school. Come on. Come out and support the children. Come out and support your school.
Make them feel comfortable on stage. Yes.
The children are doing so much. They've learned so much. They learn to walk. They learn to speak. They mm-hmm. learn to build self-esteem, the confidence. Man, listen to me. Sluggy, these children are wonderful. So come out and support our beautiful children. That's the best I can say.
Yes, man. It's important. Yes, it's important that we support parties like this, and of course these beautiful children that are from this year from Eagle Hall Primary, St. Judge Primary, George Lamy Primary, Luther Thorne, St. Mark's, the Cumberbatch, the PRO said, come on and support these children. This is a beautiful venture, a beautiful event, but Shelly, I think it is quite admirable of you to be for doing this for the children. And I am sure that in the coming years, as you continue to do this, mm-hmm. you will get much more schools on board. You will get much more schools
and support. I need the support. You know, it's not too late still to support these children. Help these children. Give them anything. I need the support. Mm-hmm. Give them the support.
Well, listen. Let's go there. Let's go there, Shelly.
Yes.
If persons listening to the radio now want to come on board and be a sponsor or donor or donate or even mm-hmm. donate silently.
Yes, yes.
Can person still come on and be sponsored of this event or support the event?
Of course. Of course, we open up for that. Right now, we need that. We need the most sponsors and support as possible, because right now things have been a bit, you know, on the down low, but we need that much. We need more support than that. Help give these children some prizes and so on. We need the support. So anyone want to come on board? Yes, we need the help. We still need the help, but we continue pushing on.
Right. One second, want to Barbara this. First of all, you're listening, you can support in many different ways. You can decide by listening, want to buy 10 tickets. That's $400, mm-hmm. not a lot of money. You can purchase 10 tickets. Tell Shelly, listen, these 10 tickets, give them away to somebody community free. Yes. If a person want to come on board and buy 5 tickets, you can do that as well. Or if a business place listening and you want to donate or sponsor the event or sponsor some money for the event mm-hmm. to help with everything going on,
you can
do that as well. It's not too late to come on board the event. It is 2nd of March.
Correct.
Go ahead, sis.
I also want to say thanks to the teachers and the principals of these schools. They are wonderful.
Yes.
Because without them, right, I mean, the push that they're giving these children and the involvement that they're getting involved with these children is so like, wow. Teachers come and principals come to the rehearsals. You could imagine that. You could imagine teachers and principals leaving their work and coming to the rehearsals to sit and watch their children develop and excel. You could imagine what they are saying, because they see that it's so much, there's so much benefit in this show, so much, and they're proud to be there and to be a part of it. So I mm-hmm. want to say hats off to those teachers and those principals. Continue, please, supporting these children, and also to the parents that come diligently on Saturday at our rehearsal at the Parkinson Resource Center and sit and watch their children go through their paces. I want to say hats off to you all.
Yes.
Yes, and that is a beautiful thing when you get the support of the teachers and the head teacher, the principals as well. It's a beautiful thing when you can get the support, and it will mean a lot to the organizers like yourself, but it will mean even more to the children to see that, to see persons really appreciating the hard work the children putting in.
Yes.
How long were you preparing these children, Shelly?
Last year.
October.
We start in October, because as soon as we come off of our pageant, like if I don't start working, you know, let's go right into this thing. So my head ticking again. I got so much projects and so much things I don't want to stop. So I started last year. It was last year, and start working and start getting the children together, going to schools and sit down and start with principals and all that, give them the packages and all that kind of stuff. And as I said, I have a team. I have some beautiful people on board that is helping me in with the group. That, you know, we have the PRO, we have a lady by the name of Pamela Headley is our secretary. We have a lady by the name of Patricia Blackman Clifford. She helps with all the letters and also take me to the schools. Laggy, this woman is great. I don't have no transportation. This woman's drive out with me and carry me to schools. And I want to say thanks to that beautiful woman that helped me all the time. You understand? And without cost. And Pamela Headley, without cost, that helped do those letters. And also Selena Cox that make those phone calls to people. I want to say thanks. This is my team of people. And we all are together collectively and we work together. Because we see this is a good show and the benefits that these kids are getting. And not only that, quickly must say, we started a little, the same very lady gave me a great idea where we can encourage our children that when it comes to the show, on that night of the show, there's a one winner, there's a couple. And when you lose, suck it up and say, I have tried. But at the end of the day, you're not a loser because all of these things that you have gain within the process of working, you have gained so much. Yeah. So I am teaching my children, when you see someone win, hug them, love them, tell them congratulations and treat them nice, because that's what I'm teaching also with my boys. I want to get in this part quickly with my boys, my little young boys that are pageant. I train them to be gentlemen to these young ladies. How to hold a young lady's hand and carry her down the aisle. How to be a gentleman. And that's something we need back in our society, for the men to treat the ladies right. And like vice versa, you understand? Women to treat men right. So we need that. We need that togetherness and respect from our people. So all of that is taught through the process of going through what we're growing, how the boys hold the late girls' hands and walk down the aisle like a gentleman dressed in his attire. And we need to see that more often. I want young men to learn to respect the young girls, and the young girls learn to respect the young men and themselves. And that's all I want. And that's what I'm teaching. Hello.
No, I love it. I love it. Could I have said it any better, Shelly? And once again, before you go, I want to shout out the Eagle Hall Primary,
yes,
St. Joe's Primary, George Lavin Primary, Luther Thorne Primary, St. Mark's, Wilkie Cumberbatch, and I want to shout out Wilkie Cumberbatch and Selena. Thank you for coming through, Selena Cox, PRO.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and shout out. And shout out to the young dancer, Michaela Cox, who Selena says her daughter proudly.
Yes.
Her daughter, shout out to mommy and daughter, Drew.
And she
participated. Drew, Shelly Small.
Sluggy, I need to say that quickly. Yes.
Yes, please.
She also participated in the show in 2018. Yes. And yeah, she came second. Yes, she did.
Oh, nice, man. Well done, well done, well done. I love it, I love it, I love it. Shout outs to Michaela.
Shout outs to Michaela.
Yes, I'll come along with Michaela. Before you go, I want you to tell Barbados why they need to come out and support this event. Before we go, I want Michaela to tell Barbados why they need, not should, why they need to come out and support this event.
Oh my goodness. Come out, everyone, please come out. It's very educational. It has a lot to learn. It's very informative. And plus me, trust me, the food, beautiful. The food is amazing. The dancers, the projects, is so much to learn. And in every single part of the pageant, there's nothing to be bored. It's always ticking. So please come out. Trust me, you will not regret it. You will not.
Barbados, I got to tell you, this young lady is extremely manly. She came in the studio this evening beaming with smiles and extremely manly. So, mom and teacher, you should be very proud of yourselves.
We are.
We are. We are very proud. Yes.
Thanks for that, Ollie. Thanks for that, Ollie. It's very, very pleasant, young lady. Now, PRO, before you go, PRO,
yes,
please share info on the event. Please share info on the event again. Oh. And please let Barbados hear the numbers so they can call and purchase tickets or sponsor or donate.
Okay. ABKV Art Studio, which is Abej Carib Vision Art Studio, presents African Awareness Pageant for Primary Schools at the St. Leonard's Boys School, Richmond Gap, St. Michael, on the 2nd of March, which is Saturday. Tickets, $20 for children, which is 3 to 12, and adults, $40. Okay, so come and support this event. You can come and dress in your African attire because there are lots and lots of prizes to be won. Okay, and we remember the schools again. We have 6 schools on board: Eagle Hall Primary, St. Giles Primary, Lufathorn Memorial Primary, St. Max Primary, George Lamin Primary, and Wilkie Cumberbatch Primary. Okay, so remember you can call Shelly Small for tickets at 240-3569 or myself, Selena Cox, at 2820-9903. One more time, Shelly Small at 240-3569 or Selena Cox at 820-9903.
Love it. I love it. Shelly.
Yes.
And Shelly.
Yes.
Once again, my sister, great job. Great job. You know, I love and appreciate everything you do. You know, we're in this fight together to save souls, save the youth, and to help build back our nation. This is our country, Shelly. This is our communities. Our children and grandchildren, correct, our nieces and nephews,
correct,
live here.
Correct.
We want them to have the most fun, safe, and peaceful country to live in. And these projects and programs help to engage young people, not only engage them, but change their life. Before you go, Shelly, I want you to tell Barbados your reason one more time for doing this project, for doing this program, and why you need Barbados to come out and support this wonderful venture for talking about you and your team.
Well, as I said before, like, and I keep saying it all the time. You see, love, out of love. I love people. I love people. I love respect. Yes. Give them respect and you will get back respect. I love people. Nothing else I can say, Sluggy, about it. Just love.
I love it. Love. 2nd of March, St. Leonard's Boys School, the 2nd of March is going down. African Awareness Pageant, $20 children, $40 adults, and I will keep giving the information until the date come up. I will make sure it posts so you can check BIM Got Talent on all online platforms from tonight. I will got it plastered all over social media as well. Shelly and team, thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for coming through. Yes, and I will be there, of course, for sure. Me and the guys will be there for sure to support. And like I said at the top, Shelly's also a change agent with the National Peace Program. With the National Peace Program, doing lots of work every day on the ground. So this is a full time thing for Shelly. This
Don't
is a
full time
thing for Shelly. Thanks
Don't
again, team.
Don't sleep, boy.
Yes. Thanks again, and I wish you nothing but the best. And of course, me and the boys will be there for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Snuggie.
Love it. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, 4341790. People, it's 4341790. Uncle Ollie and Sluggy every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Ollie could play one of my favorite tunes, and then we come back and wrap up.
Love.
27 minutes after 7. Back to you, Sluggy.
Yes, Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme. Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme. Shelly Small, salutes to Shelly Small. Salutes to all the primary schools involved. Salutes to Selena Cox. Salutes to Michaela. And one last time, the 2nd of March, adults $40, children $20, African Awareness Pageant for primary schools. Doors open 2 p.m. Doors open 2 p.m. Show starts at 4 p.m. Art and craft, food, drinks, and much more on sale. Shelly Small, please call Shelly Small and get your tickets. 240-3569. 240-3569. And 820-9903. Make sure you call, make sure you get your tickets, and make sure you support. Audie, thank you so much again. And with whatever song you choose, Audie, a song of your choice, whatever it is, thanks again. We'll be back here next week, Saturday at 6:30 p.m., bringing you more positive, influential community persons, just spreading love and good vibes. Audie, thanks, my brother, for a wonderful show with wonderful people. And see you next week, my brother. Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme on the nation's number one station, the nation's number one station, VOB 92.9 FM. Shout outs to DJ Cog and all, and Sugar Digger and all of our loyal listeners. All of you can end with a song of your choice. And thank you very much for passing. Thank you very much to everyone. And please thank everyone for passing through.
Big respect to you, Sluggy. This is one from the ladies, Teddy Afro, Bob Marley, request from Shelly Small.
Yes. Hey.
From Teddy Afro with Bob Marley, and I'm being told you'll get that and much more at the show.